is an enormous power in your words. If you're going to become a person of faith, you have to change the way you talk. Have you ever heard someone say, "I just tell it like it is"? Telling it like it is has never changed anybody. It only makes people defensive. So instead of telling it like it is, call things that be not as though they were. Tell it like God wants it to be. Speak by faith.
Well, tonight, for a few minutes, I want to share with you about don't tell it like it is. Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Got to be careful what come out of your mouth, because it's saying whatever you say, that's what you're going to get. I'll just make it real plain. So don't tell it like it is. Come on. You see what I'm saying, people? See what I'm saying? Don't tell it like it is, because if you say it the way you see it, you're going to miss what God has for you. Words are serious business. I'll say it again. Words are serious business. And we as believers need to get busy learning how to use them seriously. Amen. Glory to God. You got to begin to put words to work for you, just like God did. God made words work for him. In the beginning, y'all know the Genesis story, chapter 1. And there was a pattern there that God was letting us know that we need to call things which be not as though they were. Romans 4 and 17. But God was showing us in Genesis, the earth was void, full of darkness. And God began to speak, "Let there be light." See, call things which be not as though they were. Don't tell it like it is. And many people don't have the faintest idea how to do that. Think about the world today. Think about those on the job with you. Think about those in your families. Think about those that are not connected up to believing. Think about what their conversation is. Think about their response, not just to tragedy, but to what life throws their way, period. Think about that. We need to begin to put words to work for us as a believer and stop telling it like it is. People have spent their lives telling it like it is, and it's gotten them nowhere. Glory to God. And you can't use your mouth to report on the constant affairs of the sorry things that's going on around you. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm just being very clear tonight. Many times you say, don't think like the world think. Well, first thing you got to do, you got to watch what come out of your mouth. You don't tell it like it is. And the very thought of calling things that be not as though they were sounds crazy to those that are looking at things around them. What's going on in the world? You begin to call things that be not as though they were, and people will just stop. You'll stop them dead in their tracks. They'll look at you like, what's wrong with you? Or did you, what are you looking at? What did you, you mean I'm supposed to say I'm healed when I'm sick? You mean I'm supposed to say I'm prosperous when I am penniless? And they'll go so far as to say that sounds like lying to me. No, no, no. There's a vast difference. Remember, you have a vast inheritance. There is a vast difference between lying and speaking by faith. A lie is meant to deceive someone. It's designated to make someone believe something that's not true. But to speak by faith is simply to speak words that agree with the word of God instead of the circumstances around you. It's speaking from your spirit instead of from your mind. As the apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4 and 13, we have the same spirit of faith as he had who wrote, "I have believed and therefore I have spoken." We too believe and therefore we speak. That's the Amplified version. Now, that's very important. There are some folks who speak the words, but they don't have faith. You hear me say it all the time. And they don't have the faith to back up what they're saying. And as a result, they fall flat on their spiritual faces. Don't tell it like it is. We have the same spirit of faith, Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians. He said, we got that same spirit. I have believed, and therefore have I spoken. We too believe, and therefore we speak. The same spirit. Glory to God. You got to have the faith to back it up. We got to have the faith to call things that be not as though they were. Don't call things that be not the way you wish they were. wishing and a hoping won't get it. Got to have faith. Faith, wishing, and a hope is two very different things. The words may be the same. That's where the devil tricks people. But wishing and hoping won't get the job done. Mm-mm. You got to believe. You got to walk it out by faith. You got to call things to be not. Even when you're, as you hear me say many times, that your back may feel like jelly and your knees may be shaking, but you still got to call it like God sees it. I declare, if you do it, watch grace cover you. Something about that grace. Watch it cover you. Yes, sir. So I want you to begin today by bringing your tongue and your heart in line with the word. And you got to stop telling it like it is. Start speaking and believing the promises of God. So, put the power of words to work for you. The power of words of what God is saying. Some added reading at Proverbs 15 chapter. That whole chapter is about 33 verses, I think. Yeah, 33 verses. Read that. It's talking about a gentle answer and a tongue that is wise and gentle words. It just goes into the entire Proverbs 15. And you read that and it talks about the way that our tongue should be and how life and death in the power of the tongue and just really bringing it out the more. And then moving on into the fact that when you begin to speak words of calling things that be not, it'll begin to make your heart glad. And then it'll give you a happy face. And I talk about all that. It gave you a happy face and a New Living Translation. And so it just opens it all up. It talks about wisdom and all of that's in there. You know, Proverbs is so good. You read those and it will bless you, Proverbs 15. But I want to say, as I'm closing this out, don't tell it like it is.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a legacy builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.